Hello, Jeanine Ria from Fundamental Focusing. Asking you today, what's your filter? And I'm asking that because this past weekend I held a retreat and one of the ladies in my retreat started talking about her filter and how she needed to balance her filter between what and who she was and what and who society was asking her to be. And that was just interesting to me, the way she had used those words. So I'm asking you, how are you handling your filter? Do you have a filter? And what does the word filter mean to you? For me, it's having a filter because I always talk about how we should not worry too much about what society thinks we should do. Yes, there are rules and regulations to follow, but there are so many stereotypes and things we do because people used to do them back 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, or because everybody did it or everybody does it, so we should all do it. But sometimes we're doing things that if you really stop and ask yourself why you're doing them, it maybe doesn't resonate with you or doesn't really make too much sense. So it's how to create the filter or be with the filter, because we all have to live in society and we can choose to be a hermit and choose to be completely on our own, but that has its bad points too, or it's not so much fun points, because we're human beings and we are being together, or we've been brought together, or we've always known that as cultural moments or cultural communities evolve, it's always about community, and it always has been, especially in the past. It's only nowadays that we seem to think that it's all about me, or that we can live alone and it's okay, and whatever we choose, and that's fine. But for a lot of the population out there, we are stuck with people around us, and that's okay. But it's how we live, how we filter that through us. So if we believe certain things, or we connect to ourselves, or we think that there's much more out there than just us, or we think that being connected to the body and being connected to who you truly are is important, not everybody believes that. So how do you see yourself in that filter? Because to be who you truly need to be, it has to come from the heart. And to be who you truly want to be, you have to be able to accept that some people out there won't necessarily approve of what you're doing or saying, or they won't necessarily understand and will question and judge and criticize and analyze. So how are you okay with all of that, knowing that everyone out there has their ideas and ways and ideas and how things should be and how they should be and how we should all be? And how do you live with what you feel inside is what you need to do and what you need to be? Simple things like deciding to quit your job, and everybody goes, huh? Well, no, you should have a job. Everybody needs a job, especially if you're in a career, because that's important, and that means you've got a good education and you've went to university and all that wonderful stuff. Well, something inside of you is telling you, I just don't belong here, because, and you know the because, and you know the why, and you know that there's something else out there for you. You may not be able to explain it or quite put your finger on it yet, but you know that to open some of the doors, you have to close other doors. So there's that filter of the world, job, opportunity, mentality. And then there's how you raise your kids. And then there's how you go about with friends and not having to go to every party, or, you know, if you're with the party crowd, or if you're with this crowd or that crowd. Or so how do you filter? How do you be with yourself, listening to your body, understanding a little more every day on how your body works, but not being able to understand it completely, because there's a lot we don't know out there, but knowing that it feels right and what I'm doing is right, and what the way I'm moving along in my path is what needs to happen right now. And I don't really necessarily need to explain it to anyone, but it it feels good. And if they don't get it, that's okay. So there's your filter of who you are, who you truly want to be. But then when you're in that crowd, when you're in with those people at a party, at a function, at the workplace, sometimes you can't just start talking about different things knowing that the people who are in front of you will think you're a little hooji-booji, or you think will they'll think you're a little out of whack, or maybe even a little crazy. So how do you filter that? How do you mold yourself to that society without losing who you are? And that's the balance of the filter. So it's not completely turning away and putting away and changing all the scenery around you, your friends, your husband or your wife or your workplace. It's not quitting your job. It's not doing all of that because you have to stay true to who you are. Maybe it's tweaking all of that to be able to be who you are. And then at some points, yeah, there will be friends who will kind of move along the wayside, and maybe a job will change or shift or just transition into something different. So how do you find that balance? How do you keep true to yourself, knowing what you know, doing the best you can do right now here in the present moment, knowing that you have to face the society and you have to be social and you have to engage in the community. And it's okay to be happy doing that. It's good that you want to do that and that's part of you. But how do you not lose yourself in all of that and not become yourself in that? Because sometimes that's what we kind of put on the side to be part of all those things. And I'm talking from my own experience, and it may not be true for you, and that's okay. But I know when I used to be in all that social stuff, when I am in my social stuff now, it's very different than what I was before. And the person who I am now in my social stuff is the real me. It's the one that just kind of blossomed as I discovered who I was. And now my functions have changed. Where I go, where I hang out, what I do, what I choose to go to, what I choose not to go to, they change. And some I still do because it's part of who I am. It's part of my family. It's part of some traditions at some points. And I just blend in with that part of me that can be there, still being who I am, but maybe not as upfront or as open as when I'm in other circles of my life. So I just want to share that analogy, that filter. Where are you in your filter? Are you just completely going into a facade mode when you get into those areas with people and functions and parties and community events where you just completely change, kind of like Jekyll and Hyde? Or do you just kind of use a chameleon and blend in, still being who you are, but just adapting a little, tweaking in order to be able to be present and still have fun in those places, but not lose your true identity? And if you try and find that balance and keep you know, working along that line of balance, some days you'll hit it right on, and at some other days it'll be, oh, no, that didn't feel quite right. And you just move on. You just adapt, you tweak, you change, you evolve. And people will start seeing you for who you truly are. And maybe your social events will become, I could say, a little more fun or a little more interesting, or you will enjoy going to them and getting prepared for them. And so just find your filter, find your balance, and keep true to you. And with that, I wish you a great week ahead and have a wonderful day. This is Jen and Ria from Fundamental Focusing.